Good morning. So on the first day, we talked about the instructions of mindfulness of the sensations of breathing. Talked about having that as an anchor. And then mindfulness of the body expanding or maybe shifting what the anchor might be. Idea of staying with the anchor unless something else is compelling, pulling us away, the body. Or then the third day was about emotions. I introduced this tool, RAFT, that might be helpful. No obligation to use it. Yesterday, Gail talked about mindfulness of thoughts, feeling into the experience of thinking. And today, I'd like to build on what we've been talking about, maybe to make something a little more explicit that's been implicit in some of these teachings. Including last night with equanimity, I talked about equanimity is seeing the bigger picture. It's part of equanimity. What would it be like to see the bigger picture with our experience right now? More specifically, what is the attitude? What is the mood? What is the stance that we have? This is something that's maybe a little vague. We might understand it something like, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed or the right side of the bed? That kind of a feeling. It's kind of this maybe vague. Is there some peacefulness or some agitation? As the way in which we are approaching our experience, our relationship to our experience, as well as just this general mood, attitude. Kind of like how we might look out the window to see what the weather is like. In some kind of ways, looking inside, what's the weather inside? Is it stormy, dark and gray, or is it sunny with maybe some beautiful puffy clouds? Whatever it might be. I talked a little bit about how equanimity is not only about seeing the bigger picture, but how so much of Buddhist practice is about seeing things maybe clearly or in a way that we haven't seen them before. So here, can we see that from the perspective through which we're seeing the mood, the attitude? Don't worry about trying to find the exact same word or exact correct word that captures it precisely. Don't worry about what's the difference between an emotion and a mood. Here the instruction is every now and then in your meditation period. It's often not helpful to be doing this over and over and over again. Just to check in. What is kind of the interior weather? In a very simple, relaxed way. To being with the anchor, for many of us, it's the breath. And just checking in. Is there a subtle mood, mind state, attitude, weather pattern? That's here right now. We don't have to do anything with it. We don't have to make it be otherwise. We're just noticing. And then returning to the anchor. There's a way in which noticing the mood, attitude, weather pattern allows us to not be so pushed around by it. Just recognizing it and allowing it. Creates a little more space. So in our mindfulness practice, we're including the attitude in which we are being mindful. And it's possible to ignore the attitude because we're trying to accomplish something. And not noticing how this, I got to get something done, I have to figure this out, or whatever it might be, affects the whole experience. This is an invitation to just check in and notice the manner in which you're practicing, the mood, the attitude that's there that very likely is influencing the manner in which we're practicing. We're still doing mindfulness of breath, body, emotions, and thoughts, and we're not trying to change what is happening. Just trying to discover a new relationship to what is happening. And this relationship is often influenced by the interior weather pattern. So the heart of this practice really is about discovering this new relationship. Seeing how it is that we're being with whatever the experience is. Can we allow it to be there? We might say that the most precious thing that as humans have is the quality of our mind, is the interior weather pattern. So this is an opportunity to become familiar with it. And perhaps be able to use it as a support. Gil and I have been pointing towards peacefulness, quality of well-being. If it's there, allow that to be a support. If it's not there, because sometimes it isn't. Sometimes there's a lot of difficulties and we're just in a bunch of turmoil. And I use the language for myself, like hating everything, but maybe it doesn't feel that strong. Maybe it does. If that's there, it's tremendously helpful just to notice, oh yes, here's that feeling of everything is wrong. And then as best we can we allow that to be there? So much about this practice is noticing what's happening, including noticing the relationship we have to what's happening. Maybe discovering if a new relationship, a more supportive or helpful one, is possible, is available.